a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
No doubt about it. The Wasatch Front looking like a winter wonderland this morning.
While the storm is moving on, you still need to plan ahead for your commute. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
We may have to check back with Adam, which we will do in just a minute. Number of schools have gone to remote learning, too, and some have delayed start because of the snow.
We're hearing that Canyon School District is moving to remote learning today, and get ready for a long list of districts with a delayed start. Salt Lake City, Granite, Provo, Davis, Weber, Murray, and Alpine are some of the many that will be open, but with a two-hour delay. They say that means buses will also be 2 hours late this morning. We're also hearing about some private and charter schools delaying start, like Ascent Academy in West Valley, Farmington, and West Jordan. And we've heard of some schools that will be completely closed today. Bottom line is check your emails. And you can also check KSLNewsRadio.com to see if school has been moved online or delayed. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Let's go back now to KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who's downtown with an update on the storm. What's going on, Adam?
Two strikes.
Okay,
and you're
now
off.
I'm getting worried about it.
Yeah. We'll try a third time here in a minute. Good news for skiers out of all of this. Expect lots of fresh powder. Our resorts are getting lots of snow. The Cottonwood Canyon seeing the majority with this lake effect snow. Alta, Brighton, Snowbird getting close to a foot. In the Wasatch Back, it was Park City and Deer Valley, both with 9 inches this morning.
Anyone planning to venture out into the mountains today should be aware of the very dangerous avalanche conditions. The snow hitting the Bear River, Wasatch, and Uinta mountain ranges will create some serious avalanche conditions. Avalanches will occur naturally, but some will also be triggered by machinery and people.
Really communicating with your touring party about terrain selection and how to apply the avalanche forecast to our terrain choices.
Avalanche educator Dave Coyne recommends bringing all necessary safety gear and checking that it is in working condition prior to leaving the house.
Homeless shelters still have room for those in need this season.
The Utah Homelessness Council approved adding over 300 winter overflow beds this fall, and so far, many of them are still available. This is good news as demand is expected to have an influx with colder and wetter winter nights ahead. The state's homeless service coordinator, Wayne Niederhauser, says he's optimistic they have capacity for those seeking shelter this winter. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
In other news this morning, the Utes will take on USC tonight in Vegas. A Utah win means the end of USC's chance at a national championship. KSL Sports Hans Olsen told Utah's Morning News about an hour ago, it's a toss-up on who will win.
I think that they're right there in the middle. I think that it's a 50-50 deal. They beat them last time they played them, but they did it off a two-point conversion. It was very close, a one-point game. It was a dogfight to the very end. I expect it to be the same this time, but I feel like USC has improved since the last time they've played.
Man, that two-point conversion, I remember that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Game starts tonight at 6 p.m. at Allegiant Stadium.
The question is Cameron Rising's knee healthy enough to try something like that, you know, tonight down there in Vegas? All right, our top national story this hour. In Ukraine, many people are left in the dark without power after more Russian strikes on the power grid.
Winter has arrived in Ukraine as Russian airstrikes leave millions of residents without electricity. In Kyiv, more than 600,000 people faced power outages on Thursday, and this morning, 20% are still in the dark. Kyiv's mayor Vitaly Klitschko describes a dire situation.
Without heating, without water, without electricity, it was pretty dangerous for our citizens.
But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov defending the strikes, claiming these stations, quote, are critical for the delivery of a huge amount of weapons that the West pumps into Ukraine.
That's ABC's Marcus Moore.
WNBA star Brittany Griner continues to be a pawn in the heightened tensions between Russia and the U.S.
Griner is more than just an American political hostage, as racism, homophobia, and sexism all play a role in her sentence. President of Lucid Strategies, Jonathan Franks, says that these demographics allow for Russians to inject us versus them dynamics into our discourse.
And I think the Russians realize that they can, you know, foment chaos in our country by pulling these levers, and they're doing it very effectively.
Unlike the U.S., Russia does not have a common law jurisdiction, so not all sentences or convictions have to be consistent for the same crime. This makes it increasingly difficult to narrow down the exact roles that they have played. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.